Chapter 2. Rent-Seeking and the Making of an Unequal Society. American inequality didn't just happen, it was created. Market forces played a role, but it was not market forces alone. In a sense, that should be obvious. Economic laws are universal, but our growing inequality, especially the amount seized by the upper 1%, is a distinctly American achievement. That outsized inequality is not predestined offers reason for hope, but in reality, it is likely to get worse. The forces that have been at play in creating these outcomes are self-reinforcing. By understanding the origins of inequality, we can better grasp the costs and benefits of reducing it. The simple thesis of this chapter is that even though market forces help shape the degree of inequality, government policies shape those market forces. Much of the inequality that exists today is a result of government policy, both what the government does and what it does not do. Government has the power to move money from the top to the bottom and the middle, or vice versa. We noted in the last chapter that America's current level of inequality is unusual, compared with other countries and compared with what it was in the past, even in the United States. It's unusually large, and it has been increasing unusually fast. It used to be said that watching for changes in inequality was like watching grass grow. It's hard to see the changes in any short span of time, but that's not true now. Even what's been happening in this recession is unusual. Typically, when the economy weakens, wages and employment adjust slowly, so as sales fall, profits fall more than proportionately. But in this recession, the share of wages has actually fallen, and many firms are making good profits. Addressing inequality is of necessity multifaceted. We have to rein in the excesses at the top, strengthen the middle, and help those at the bottom. Each goal requires a program of its own, but to construct such programs, we have to have a better understanding of what has given rise to each facet of this unusual inequality. Distinct as the inequality we face today is, inequality itself is not